Jackson, I know you played the other night, but finally made your championship debut for Hampshire.
Yeah, well, it's a long time coming. It was nice to get back out there. I think we're in a pretty good position now after, it was a pretty tough middle session there. Luke Wright and Chris Nash sort of took it to us a bit there, and, we fought our way back into the game pretty nicely, I think. So.
Lots has been said about this sort of wicket, leading up to this game, but how is that wicket playing?
It's actually playing okay. I think a couple of balls from the top end, so bowling down the hill, taking off a little bit, but generally it's played quite well. So I think it might deteriorate as the game goes on, so hopefully we can put a big score in this first innings and really get it ahead of the game.
So the score shouldn't get any bigger, you don't think?
The score?
Well, they're 251.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it played pretty well. So once the ball gets a little bit softer, as we saw in our innings, it looked like it sort of was a bit easier for the batters to score. Hopefully, I think our first hour tomorrow is going to be pretty crucial. We've just got to be positive and just try and score as many runs as we can.
You picked up 3 wickets today. How'd you feel?
It was a mixed day for me personally. I bowled well in patches, but I'm still probably just a little bit rusty, I guess. I suppose it was nice to contribute with a few wickets, but if I'm completely honest with myself, I need to lift, I suppose, my standards, and I think one of my biggest strengths is my economy rate, so it was a bit disappointing to go at around 5s today. But there's always a second innings to improve that, so hopefully I can do that.
I knew you had a couple of overs last week in the T20 and obviously today. How long do you think it would be before you feel happy?
I feel great when I'm bowling at the moment. It's just trying to get that consistency back in, bowling good overs, back-to-back all day pretty much. So, I'm feeling good with my rhythm and when I'm hitting the crease and stuff. So it's just, I suppose, the more overs that I do bowl, I think, the more control I'll have. And I think it's been pretty, I suppose, a tough thing for me is not knowing many of the guys that I'm playing against. So you kind of do a little bit of research and then you sort of have to find out on the job how they play, really. So that's been pretty tough, but I've enjoyed it so far. So
can I just ask you one more personally? You didn't go back to Australia. Everybody thought you might go back with an injury at the start of the season. Were you tempted to go back? Did you nearly go back?
I'd booked my flight home and then sort of Cricket Australia liaised with Hampshire, and I think the best outcome for me was to stay over here. The travel probably would have added an extra couple of weeks onto my rehab, to be honest, it felt pretty like it was getting better every day. So I'm glad that Hampshire's shown me a lot of patience and I'm very thankful for that, and it's just nice to be, I suppose, repaying that faith by getting out on the park.